Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the seventh day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children we have been davening for, Alini Orna, Bas, Chaim Chana, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzala Ben Chaya Batsheva, and they and all those in need of a refuah, have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Azin Nitanel Ben Sonis Siona, who's unjustly being held in Iran. May they speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Ira Evan of Congregation of Shalom in Merrick, New York, share words of Divrei Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Evan fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, Mishaberach for Sahal, Mishaberach for the Shvuyim. And Rabbi Evan will conclude with the Mishaberach Acholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call remind email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Evan.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, as always, for this opportunity. And once again, I want to thank you and you, the OU, for all the phenomenal resources, both that you and the OU provide. We are in the month of Elul, as you might have heard. So since last week, Rosh Chodesh Elul, I've been thinking a lot about the state of mind that the rabbis had hoped to implant in us for this period on the calendar. Rabbis painted a timeline in the Drash. On the 6th of Sivan, the revelation took place on Har Sinai. And Moshe went on up on the mountain on the 7th of Sivan, as described, and 40 days later, the rabbis tell us that on the 17th day of Tammuz, he brought down the first set of luchot and then smashed them in response to the Jewish nation's sin of the golden calf. Rabbis continue to tell us that Moshe then goes back up to the mountain a second time on that day, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And 40 days later, he returns back down the mountain with a new set of luchot, a new set of tablets that he had carved himself. That day, of course, was the 10th of Tishrei, better known as Yom Kippur. And as we trudged through last week with the incredibly painful news coming out of Israel, not to mention the divisiveness and the lack of unity, I began to wonder. I wondered maybe Moshe would have preferred to stay up there. Here was Moshe in a little utopian world he describes in the Torah, Lechem lo'achalti v'mayim lo'shaviti. I didn't need any bread. I didn't need to drink any water. He was surrounded by angels and purity and kedusha. Well, the rabbis describe through the depiction of Moshe debating with the angels, Mavakesh litna levasar adam. They say an angel say to God, you want to give the Torah to those of flesh and blood? But the Torah perhaps even belonged up there, away from man, where there is no sin nor even temptation, no injustice and no suffering. Just an existence where a soul can connect to the divine. And maybe Moshe would have preferred to have remained in that utopian existence, rather than his real job, which is to work for Jews. Of course, no offense to all the Jews listening on this call. Rabbi Herman, do you have a lot of Jewish callers? I don't know, I haven't checked. But we have to be honest, and not just the Jews, but a world filled with the mundane and the profane, with the reverence and perversion of religion, of decadence, hedonism, cruelty, injustice, and just genuine suffering. Why on earth would Moshe want to go back down the mountain and return to the earth? Moshe wasn't given a choice. He tells us in the Torah, V'afein v'ered min ahar, v'asim et aluchos v'aron asher siti v'yu sham kasher tivani ash. He was instructed to return down to the people with the second set of tablets, just as God had commanded. And after presenting it to the people, he was told to take the luchot, the new batch of tablets, and the shivri luchot, the broken pieces of the first set of tablets, and present them together. He was instructed to introduce the foundational ideas of redemption and teshuva, and one can fall on their face, and with sincerity, God will accept them back. He was instructed to take the nation to the cusp of the promised land. He was instructed to bring the Torah to the world. He was sent on a shlichut, as an emissary, on a mission. And he was the right man for the right time. After reciting the Yeshanu prayer, which we're going to say in Slichot, part of what already began, we say the following, Elokai Acho Nasarti Enikadai, my God, before I was created, I did not exist. But now that I have been created, it is this that I was not created at all. Rav Kook explains the phrase. He says, Elokai Acho Nasarti Enikadai, my God, in the countless generations that preceded me, you did not see fit to create me, because you knew that I would not be needed at those junctures in history. Any kadai means I wasn't relevant, and my unique talents and gifts were not relevant to the generations that preceded me. My particular abilities, my talents, and the qualities that were necessary were not necessary then, but now is different. Achshav shenotarti, now that you've created me, now that the world needs my voice, my abilities, kiyum lenotarti. It's as if you hadn't created me. Why? Because I haven't understood my mission here, and I haven't accomplished my mission. Whenever people say to me, oh, Rabbi, what a terrible time to be living in this generation. First of all, they have no context of Jewish history, and they need to have a better appreciation how bad things used to be. We live in a phenomenal time. They're difficult, they're challenging, but they're not like what they used to be. We are so, so blessed. But also, I always think of that phrase when they say this to me. And now that I was created, it's as if I were not created. It's as if these people who are saying this to me are falling into a trap that phrase in our liturgy lends us. We live in a time that God wants us to live in. A time that God is asking us to fulfill our mission. A time that God personally sent us down our own figurative mountains at this time and at this place. This is our shlichut. No person what we meet is accidental. No circumstance that we face is by chance. No one is just placed haphazardly in God's non-linear world. That is our shlichut here today. Just like Moshe, divine providence sent us down that mountain for a reason, for a purpose, and for a mission. It could be that a kind word that we share with someone, a small act of chesed, or even that we should never be perceived as a mundane act. Simple deeds of raising a family with our Jewish values and our Jewish practices in the world today. What a great time and a great era to live in. Why? Because it is our destined time. And now that we're here, it's our responsibility to go down that mountain and go make it a better world, one act at a time. This time we'll recite the Tehillim, thank Rabbi Herman for sending it to me. Where I will start with Kuf Lamed. Shir HaMaalot, Memamakim Karaticha Adonai. I'm supposed to start with Kuf Kaf, I apologize. Lamateach Mezmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tira, Ve'yagach HaShem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezra Chavikodesh, Umitzioni Sadeka. Yizkar Kol Melchotecha Avolachmed Vashetela. Yitein Lachak Olecha Lachor Atatla Yemalei. Yiranam Shulatecha, Yishen Elohinu Lido. Yimal Adonai Kol Meshalatecha. Ata Yedachi Ki Yashia Adonai Meshicho. Yaninu, Yishmeg Shil. Yivorot Yishar Yimino. Yil Barecha Ve'il Basusim. Vanachem Shem Adonai Elohinu Naskir. In the car we're going to follow when nothing comes into those. Adonai Yashia, Melch Eneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Afkimo. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai Roi Lo Ekzol. Inodeshe Yarbitzeni, Amei Menuchos Nealeinu. Nafshi Yeshove V'Yamcheni V'Magoi Tzedek L'Man Shmo. Gam Ki Eilech V'Gei Talmavet Lo Ir Ara Ki Ata Imadi. Shiftecha V'Shantecha Ema Yenechamuni. Arach Lopanai Shukha Neged Tzavarai. V'Shanta B'Shem En Roshi Kosi Rebayah. Nachtel bechesed yerdefuni kol yimei chayai. Shafi v'neit Adonai li orach yamin. Tuch chav alef. Shalom alot. Esai nail arem ne'ayin nevo ezri. Ezri niyem Adonai oke ha-shamayim la'aret. Al yitein na'mod reglacha. Al yanum shalmacha. Yinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shamer Yisrael. And finally, Kuf Lamed. Shem Alot, Marakim Kretif Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli, Kenez Rechash Gorot, Bekol, Klach Adonai. Im Abo Notzi Shmaria, Adonai Mi Yamod, Imcha Slicha Laman Tivarei. Kiviti Adonai Ketan Ashi, Bludvar Acholti. Nafshi Adonai Mishomer Aboker, Shomer Abokim. Echel Israel Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed, Vede Imo Kudus, Hu Yiteh Et Yisrael, Bekol Abonatav. Oh, there's one more. Kuf ben bet. Maskila David. Biyoto b'marat filah. Kolila adonai azach kolila adonai atchanan. Shpoch lafanam sisi tzerati lafanam agil. Tzatay palai rati. Atay adat ben nativati. Tzarzu alech tenu pati. Abet yamin ra'e vini makir abad monos monerini in duresh nafshi. Bakti elecha adonai amarti atam afti. Tzatay adonai atchayim. Akshiva rinati tzidolotim od. Atonim in a tzaykim from many. Hoti and Mimaskin of Shiloh Dot Shmecha, the appeared to the Kim, Itigmal, Alai. Machino Kovit Israel, the Messina Torah Shiva on the Bain Bayam, Bain Bayabasha, Amakum Yerachim Alain, Yosti, Mitala, Rebecca, Fail, or Shiva the Bula, Ashba Magos Makurim, the Nomar, Amen. Yishaber Habatino, Abu Triako, Yubrekas Kaile, Tala, Haganavi Israel, Banche Kokos, Habizachon, Omdimo Mishmar, Arsino, Vare Elohino, Yvul Abanon, the Ab the Barasin, the Yama Gado, the Lower Abab, Okom, Makom, Shehim, Tayabasha, Bavir, Ubayam. Itain Adonai Tavino, Hakamim Alino, the Fim Sam, Agarush Brahu, Ishmor, the Akil Kailino, the Lotar of Tugam, Kondegal Makla, the Shlach Brahava, the Kabahoma, Asay, the Hem, Yadir Sanino Takayam, the Afrikan Yeshua of a person to phone, the Ganam, the Katuz, Ganam, the Samo, Lakhim of Family, the Hamakam, Im Oyvechem, Moshiachem, ונאמר אמן. ישבר חלקים. אבל יצא יעקב, יוסף, משה, אהרן, דוד ושלמה. ויברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צלח הגנה לישראל ושלויו. את כל אחינו הנתנו בצורו ולשביו. ועבור של כל התהל הקודש, וזה המתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחם ומלאם. ויוצאים בחושך את המוות, ומוצרותיהם ינתק, ומצוקותיהם יושיעם. וישיבם מהר לחיק משפטיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאו בבני אדם. ויקוים ההם המקרא שכתוב, עובדי אדוני ישבון, ובואו ציון ברינם. ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ספם ושמחה ישיגו, ונפן יגון ואנחה ונאמר אמן. פנאלי למשברך בחורים. משברך אבותינו. אבא מצל יעקב, כמו שאומרים דבר שלמה, ויברך רפא את החולים ואת החולות. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, מחלום לאבותם ותיקם ויחי אותם. ושלח להם רפואה שלמה לשמיים, ורחמים מתפקידם בתוך שרחו את שרו. פות הנפש ועוד הגוף, אשתה בגול הזמן קוראים, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Eben. Look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the year to Hashem and in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow and Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.